So great to be learning together. Sharei Haraz, Sfardic Tshuva of the week. And this week we're going to be focusing on the Isur to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, with specific focus regarding this year, where this becomes more prominent than others, because Erev Pesach falls on Shabbat, we have to eat Sudot Shabbat, so this becomes a bigger issue. So it's not clear at all in the Posekim when this Isur begins. Does it begin, is it all of Erev Pesach, including the night before Pesach? It only starts at dawn. Is it time, does it begin at 4 Sha'od, when the time that the Isur of Achilat Chametz begins? Not clear whatsoever. And it's also interesting that this whole Isur does not appear in the Talmud Bavli. It appears in the Yushalmi. But the Bavli makes no mention of this. And it's interesting, Maran Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, but the Ramah mentions it. And the Sephardic Poskim do accept it, lahalacha, even though Maran Shulchan Aruch, and it's strange, Maran Shulchan Aruch does not mention it. But most of the Rishonim say we follow it. There's a small minority of Rishonim that say we do not follow it. It's hard to imagine Shulchan Aruch would follow that psak, if this is not the opinion of the Rambam, who says it's Asur, the Rif, and the Rosh. They all believe there's an Isur of Achilat Matzah and Erev Pesach. These are the three posakim on which the Shulchan Aruch is based. It's hard to understand why this does not appear in the Shulchan Aruch. But halacha, we do follow it. The only question is, what is the scope? And it's not clear. Here, even the Ramah, here in Orach Chaim, Siman Tav Ayin Aleph, he says, Matzesh Yotzim Bo B'layla Asurim La'achol Kol Yom Arba'asar. Kol Yom Arba'asar. All day of Arba'asar. What does that mean? What does that mean, Kol Yom? Does it mean even the night as well? Not clear at all. So this is already debated in the Rishonim and the Achronim and Rav Avadya in Shelo Tshuvot Yechavedat, Chelek Alef Siman Tzadi Aleph, in footnote Tet, really develops this halakha, goes to the halakha very well, and comes to a very reasonable, very, very reasonable conclusion. First of all, he notes that this is a Yushalmi, Talmud Yushalmi writes that that we're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And he gives a very jarring comparison. He compares it to Kilu Baal Arusato Beit Chamav. He should be, as if he's God, living with his engaged fiance before the actual marriage and in his in-law's house, which is, not quite the right thing to do, but to say, of course, and that means he's not patient, he's not waiting till it's, till the proper time, till after the marriage, and here he's not waiting till the Leila Seder, is interesting. So like it's compares, also comparing like our marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say Shir HaShirim. Many say Shir HaShirim after the end of the Seder. It also has to do with, the marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it makes a lot of sense, that comparison, to as drawing it as it is. So, Be'erev Pesach. But now we're not clear on Erev Pesach. So listen to what the various Rishonim say. The Baal HaMa'or, one of the early Rishonim, believes that this Isur begins only from the time of Isur Chametz. When it's time of Isur Chametz, it's kind of semi-Pesach. It's not fully Pesach, but there's an Isur Chametz. So one could say, well, this is when that's like Arusato, the fiancé. And at that point, we're not ready yet for to eat the matzah. So no matzah, no Chametz during that period of time. Okay. Interesting view, and a lot of Rishonim agree with this view. It's the Ritz Geot agrees with that view. The Ritva agrees with this view. The Rosh is a very important view. The Rabbeinu Yerucham agrees with this view. So that's a nice Mechubad group of Rishonim. We don't follow that, but that's a significant group. Now the Ramban is a very important voice. He in the Melchamot Hashem in Pesachim, the end of the third parak, believes that it's the whole day is Asur, the entire day is Asur, even the night before. So that's the Ramban. So these are the two Shitot Kitzoniyot. These are the two extreme views. Now there's a middle view. The middle view is of the Rambam and the Rif, as Rav Avadya understands it, means that it's during the day. It's during the entire, it starts at Amud HaShachar, at dawn. That's when the Isur begins. So the bottom line is you have two extreme views, that it's the Isur includes the night, the Ramban, and the Baal HaMa'or, that it begins the Isur to eat matzah begins at the time when it's Asur to eat chametz. Once you've hit four halachic hours of the day. So, which do we follow? You know, you have two extreme views, and the middle, again, two extreme views all night, the whole day, including the night before, only from the fourth halachic hour of the day, or from dawn. So, which of these views are you going to follow? Not clear at all, because the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. So how does Rav Avadya conclude? He believes, look, you should take the middle view. Take the middle view. Don't take the Shitot Kitzoniot, the extreme views. Go for the middle view, of the Rambam and the Rif, that the Isur is only during the day, not the night before. So he says, look, there are many poskim who are matir even later. They matir even up to four hours. We listed a whole bunch of mechubad poskim. Rabbi Mizrahi Alevi, the Baal HaMa'or, the Ritz Geut, the Rosh, the Ritva, the Nimuk Yosef, Rabbeinu Yerucham. So add that together, Rambam the Rif, and you're good. Now we're also, Rav Avadya points out that there's a group of Rishonim Tosavot Reed, who says we don't follow this Yerushalmi because it's not quoted in the Bavli, and you have other opinions such as Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Binyamin, who's called Anav, who's the Rav of the Shibbol Haleket, and this is the way that the Chok Yaakov and Eliyahu Rabbah said no, the night before is okay, is Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch of Harav for the Bavich, Chayadam, Mishnah Berurah, they are all Mekel, that only it starts, the Yisur begins only at dawn. Now, the only thing is, you have two big poskim, one amongst Sfaradim, one amongst Ashkenazim, more Machmir, that is the Ben Ishchai, and the Shelo to Jod Rav Palim, Chel Gimel, Chel Korachayim, Siman Kav Zayin, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Negrot Moshe, Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Nun Hei or Machmir, but however, Rav Avadya believes that the halacha is like the majority of the Rishonim and the Achronim, and see, he thinks the consensus of Achronim. He had quotes Svarik Poskim as well, Shulchan Aruch Shel Avraham, and Rav Chaim Mabulafia, who in Sefer Mikra Kodesh that you can be Mekel, and that the Isur begins only in the morning, and therefore, l'maaseh, for us this year, the Friday night meal, you could have regular matzah, you could have matzah shmurah, you can have that for your Friday night meal, without question whatsoever, as your matzah for that meal. The morning meal is more challenging, and that we've addressed in our daily halachot, also in the article that's going to appear, God willing, this week in the link. Wishing everybody a great week, full of bracha, full of briyot.